16. Himiko. The mother of Japan? Ancient Japan was marked by the high status of females, and none was higher than Himiko, sorceress, queen of Yamatai, ruler of Wa, and friend of the Wei Kingdom in what is now China. Himiko lived in the 2nd and 3rd centuries AD, and was queen for around 59 years. She is said to have lived in a well-guarded castle with 1,000 female servants. Only her brother served her and communicated her orders to the people. Prior to her enthronement, the Japanese islands had been at war for 70 or 80 years, but she ended the conflict, perhaps with the magic she controlled her kingdom with, Kido, or the Way of Demons. What Kido was and how it worked is unknown, but what mattered was that her people believed it and obeyed her. When she died, over 100 of her servants were buried, maybe alive, with her in a coffin grave. Himiko's legacy seems to have earned respect for queens among the people, as the male ruler who followed her was quickly deposed, and Iyo, or perhaps Toyo, the pronunciation of her name is not certain, a female relation of Himiko was made queen. All the records for Himiko's life come from China, as Japan had no writing system at the time, and because she was internationally minded, sending envoys and tribute to the Chinese Wei Kingdom. In turn, she received a gold seal of state in recognition of her queenly status. She is not directly named in ancient Japanese sources, and her identity is surrounded in mystery. One theory is that she is the semi-legendary Empress Jingu, who lived in roughly the same period. Whatever Himiko's real Japanese name was, there is no doubt that someone like this great queen existed and ruled over large areas of the country we now call Japan. In many ways, therefore, this ancient peacemaker, international stateswoman, sorceress, and ruler of vast territories can be considered the magical mother of Japan.